In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Elijah the prophet has come before the great day of the Lord to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. He has come to prepare the way before the Lord. He has come dressed in camel hair, feasting on locusts and wild honey, taking up residence near the Jordan River, to point to Jesus and cry out for all to hear, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Elijah has come, and his name is John the Baptist. Of all those born of women, there is none greater than John. Forerunner of the Messiah, his birth was announced by an angel in the midst of the sweet-smelling cloud of incense. While in his mother's womb, he recognized the Mother of God and leapt in greeting to the Lord himself reigning in his fleshly holy of holies. He took up the prophet's office and received the prophet's reward, prison and death. He whom Moses promised, John pointed to. Samuel anointed David as king, but John anointed David's son and Lord to be the sin bearer. Elijah prophesied the Messiah. John prepared his way. Isaiah sang of the righteous servant, but John chanted the Agnus Dei. And yet, for as great as John is, you are even greater. For you have been purified by Jesus. He has refined you as gold and silver. John gave his life for the confession of Jesus, to be sure, but his blood brings no atonement, only the blood of Jesus. The one whose way John prepared has joined himself to you. His righteousness and innocence is yours. His Father is your Father. His blood covers you, and you shall not die, but live. The kingdom of heaven is yours. But this kingdom is that of the martyrs and of the lowly. And that describes not only her citizens, but also her king. Those who lay hold of the kingdom of heaven suffer violence with and for her, for they've been violently separated from this world. They put their hands to plows made from swords and don't look back. They turn the other cheek and suffer violence. They're weak and they are obsessed, care nothing for anything save this kingdom and her king. This is the picture of faith. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For it's also a picture of the king who suffers violence on the cross as a lamb to the slaughter, who does not respond in kind. So if you would seek the kingdom of heaven, seek first the Lord's Elijah. The content of John's preaching is, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And that itself is violent, and has to be. It can be no other way. For you are sore oppressed by sin, separated from God, locked out of the kingdom, and damned. Sin brings you nothing but sorrow, suffering, and pain. It brings mockery, persecution, and abuse. You cannot save yourself. John's is a violent preaching that the flesh chafes against. But in doing so, he sends you to Jesus. To you proud and bold in sin, John says, "Repent, turn away from your sin, and deplore of your own works." And to you broken and dead in your sin, fearing death, John sings, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb, sacrificed and roasted in violence to shield his people from the violence of the angel of death. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world means Jesus is your scapegoat, who takes your sins out into the wilderness and dies alone with them rather than have them held against you. And by the violence done to Jesus, the kingdom is won. By his violent death and his resurrection, he rules in your heart. The kingdom is seized by violent men. He rules violent men. Jesus bears your sin, and nothing remains against you. Jesus died, and you shall live eternally. What does it matter what the world says or even does against you? You belong to Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Violent men made violent no longer. In this, the preaching, chanting, and suffering of the prophets is fulfilled. It's fulfilled in the flesh of Jesus. He is God who bears your sins in his flesh. You can't save yourself, but Jesus, the Lamb of God, sacrificed for your sin, does. The scriptures are fulfilled, as God is born of a woman to bear your sin. God becomes man to suffer and die for you, to defeat death and hell for you, to make you greater than even the greatest of those born of women. And all is fulfilled. There is nothing you need do. Jesus does it all. So when the world rages against you, don't be afraid. The Lamb of God takes away your sins. When you're assaulted, when you feel the weakness of your sin, look to Jesus Christ. Look to the water and the word by which Jesus joins himself to you, making you his very own. Look to the bread and wine by which Jesus feeds you with his body and blood, forgiving your sins, joining himself to you, giving you everlasting life. You lack absolutely nothing. Yes, seek his Elijah and his kingdom. For John and his preaching is a picture of what happens even now in the divine service. To secure impenitent sinners, John preaches repentance. Indeed, that's how you make ready the way of the only begotten Son. You repent of your sins and cry out to God for mercy. Then to you broken, dead, and afraid, he proclaims the gospel by sending you to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And you find him in his body and blood, flowing from his holy cross into the paten and chalice, that you may partake of the kingdom himself in the flesh, and so live eternally with him in your own. Violence and force shall not have you and cannot take you. Jesus lives. Seek the Lord's Elijah, foretold by Malachi. Let him turn your heart to the Father. Let his preaching prepare you for the day of the Lord, and let all the prophets and the law end in Christ. For that is who you shall find, your very righteousness who draws near. Violence is swallowed up in grace. The gates of hell, meant to keep you in, hang on their hinges, destroyed and impotent, and heaven has no gates or wall to keep you out. The flaming sword of the cherubim is extinguished in his blood and beaten into a plowshare. In Jesus' name, amen.